Mamadou Diouf and his friend Ibrahima are on a school visit to the Museum of Black Civilization to see the work of Pablo Picasso. The guide gives an impassioned explanation on why Picasso belongs to African art. Ibrahima finds it all boring, but Mamadou sees in Picasso's brushstrokes something familiar, and so he stays on. Did the mask inspire Picasso, or Picasso inspire the mask? He wonders before realizing the answer lies in front of him.
I know. The mask inspired Picasso. These are two masterpieces. Look at the form of the face and nose. They are so similar. The artist who did this one is famous. The other one has been forgotten, but is much older.
In 1907, French painter Henri Matisse took his friend Picasso to a colonial exhibition in Paris where African artifacts and people from the continent were put on display in what were referred to as human zoos. The exhibition radically changed the way Picasso painted and sculpted.
The aim of the exhibition is to show the link between Picasso and African art. On this side is a bronze sculpture from Picasso using mixed materials, and behind is a shot of a traditional horse with a human face, a typical animist African mask.
Picasso never traveled to Africa, but his work has. The exhibition is a copy of one that took place 50 years ago, but the public's perception of the artist has since changed. Just outside the museum, the contemporary art gallery Le Manège is challenging Picasso's work.
This piece by a French-Senegalese artist quotes Pablo Picasso. It says, "Black art, don't know what it is." Now, some believe that this is an attempt by Pablo Picasso to distance himself from what inspired him, the traditional African art. Others believe that the artist was making a statement saying there's no such thing as black art, it's just art. Either way, in this exhibition, young African artists are reinterpreting Pablo Picasso's work, making it their own.
Not Picasso's famed painting Guernica, but perhaps as powerful, the work of an Ivorian artist. And this painting is an answer to Picasso's work, Demoiselle d'Avignon, explains young Senegalese painter, artist Sandra Seguir.
My painting seeks to confront the problems that I have with Picasso, like the way women are portrayed and how African objects, when used by a man in the West, are seen as genius. What I see in Picasso are the objects and masks of my culture that were robbed, exposed, but devoid of meaning.
A genius or a thief? A new generation of African artists are challenging the status quo. For a young public, eager to break from the past and see Picasso in a new light. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.